Welcome to our podcast. I am Linda Messer. My husband Ron and I invite you to join us in our weekly broadcast of A New Voice of Freedom. Welcome to Season 5 of A New Voice of Freedom, written by Ronald Keith Messer. This podcast is taken from a series of books written under the banner In Defense of Christianity. Podcast 59, Episode 40 is entitled Dimensions of Life, Part 2, Dimension 4, Life After Death.
In Part 1, we discuss the first three dimensions of life.
Dimension 1, our self-existing intelligence and consciousness. Dimension 2, our spirit body. Dimension 3, our mortal body.
In this podcast, we shall discuss the fourth dimension.
Dimension 4, life after death in the spirit world.
The one thing that all dimensions of life have in common is matter. All things are made of matter. However, not all matter is alike. There is mortal matter and there is immortal matter. There is temporal matter and there is spiritual matter. Mortal matter is subject to temporal laws, and immortal matter is subject to spiritual laws. Laws do not self-exist. All laws are organized by God for the purpose of organizing matter. Our carbon-based body is made of mortal matter, and therefore subject to the laws of entropy, which naturally leads to physical death. Only in the mortal world do we measure time by the spinning of Earth, by the revolution of the moon around the Earth, and by the revolution of the Earth around the sun. The revolutions of celestial orbs give time its movement. Entropy gives time its arrow. Everything mortal moves toward death. Old is relative to decay. The spinning earth gives us our day. The revolving moon gives us our month. And the revolving earth gives us our year. Time is an illusion given credibility only by death. Without death, we could not perceive time. In the grave, we shed our body, which decays back into dust. Only death can release our immortal spirits from mortality. The grave is the gateway back into eternity, which is our natural state. When we die, we will feel like we are returning home, and life will seem like a dream. God is in charge of each dimension of life. When we left the spirit world to come to earth, God placed a veil over our minds, causing us to forget our former home. But everything God does is to increase our freedom. That is a key to understanding the laws of God that many appear to have overlooked. However, if one considered just the Ten Commandments and imagined a world where everyone lived those commandments to perfection, how much freedom we would have? No jails, no murders, no liars, no passwords, no theft, no fear. Just make a list. The only way we can increase in free will, faith, agency, liberty, and freedom is to live on earth in celestial amnesia. For example, agency is the choice between good and evil. Who, standing in the presence of God, whose majesty shines brighter than the noonday sun, would dare choose evil? We would live in fear, not faith, in fretful submission, not love. We are immortal beings, presently imprisoned in a mortal body released only by death. Our lives are governed by a celestial clock. We're confined to the time of our own solar system. Mortal man cannot live in any other condition except the conditions of our mortal planet. Man travels in space. To survive, he must take the conditions of Earth with him. We are prisoners to our planet. Why then did we choose to come to earth? And choose we did, each and every one of us. God forced no one to come to earth, just as God will force no one to go to heaven. That violates the law of justice, the single greatest law in the universe. Naturally, Christians consider the law of mercy as the greatest law, and for good reason. Without the law of mercy, none could be saved. Paul said,
Ephesians 2:8-9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
But the law of justice is perfection. God is just. The law of mercy is the pathway to perfection. There is a big difference. Christ gave his life for us, purchasing us with his blood, for one reason only, that through his grace he could perfect us and invite us back into the kingdom of God to live with both the Father and the Son forever. All dimensions are necessary for that journey. Before these podcasts are over, I hope to explain why each dimension is necessary to our journey. As discussed in Part 1, Dimension 1, our consciousness or intelligence self-exists. It can be neither created nor destroyed and survives any environment. In other words, that which we are, that which we call consciousness, has always existed and will always exist. Dimension 2, our spirit body made in the image of God, which houses our consciousness, is also made of immortal matter, finer than earth, invisible to the naked eye, and can survive in any environment. Our immortal spirit lives on after death and carries all information with it. That which we call self will always exist. In other words, our memories, our experiences, our character, our thoughts, our knowledge are not lost at death. It is true that the brain is a kind of soft drive that, when damaged, affects our mortal memory. However, accident, illness, disease, mental incapacity, limitations caused by our mortality, all stay in the grave. The spirit, when free from mortality, is also free from all the limitations of mortality, such as memory loss, handicaps, or any other mortal maladies. All handicaps, whether from birth or from the vicissitudes of earthly calamities, will disappear. There are no physical handicaps with the immortal spirit. Those mortal parents who struggle with a handicapped child will one day see all those handicaps disappear. Those who are crippled will run. Those who are blind will see. Those who suffered mental disabilities will have the mind of a genius. Our puny IQ tests mean nothing in the eternal scheme of things. A university degree will not qualify anyone for heaven. That which qualifies us for heaven is in the hands of the only one who earned the right to judge, and he is no respecter of persons. All things will be restored in the eternities, and nothing will be lost, or God is not just. Dimension 3, mortality has its own trials, and that is why we are here. It was Peter who said,
1 Peter 1:6-9, Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
Now let us examine Dimension 4.
Dimension 4, life after death in the spirit world.
When we die, our mortal bodies go back to the earth. David lamented,
Psalms 22:14-15. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is drained up like the potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death.
But where do our immortal spirits go? In Ecclesiastes 12:7, Solomon, the son of David, tells us,
"Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it."
In spiritual terms, death is defined at the point the spirit leaves the body. As James said,
James 2:26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also."
We are told in the scriptures that even after death, our spirits continue to be taught. In a very enigmatic scripture, Peter writes,
1 Peter 4:6, "For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit."
Life after death is a continuation of life on earth, only in a different dimension. Peter continues,
1 Peter 3:18-20, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water."
It appears then that after death, though the body is placed in the grave, the spirit goes into a different dimension. However, just as we communicate with each other on earth, in the spirit dimension, our spirits continue to communicate with each other there. We lose our physical body, but we do not lose our physical form, or identity, or our memory. As we recognize one another here, we will recognize one another there. The spirit dimension is separate from our mortal dimension, inasmuch as it is invisible to us. But for all we know, the spirit dimension could be on earth. The dead are invisible to us, but are we invisible to the dead? That is a question perhaps we have all asked who have lost those who are very close to us. One thing that is certain, though most of us like good ghost stories, the spirits of the dead do not linger in graveyards, nor do they haunt the halls of their old mortal home. Those are superstitions born out of fear and ignorance. Though I have never had the luxury of seeing a spirit, I would suggest that one is more likely to see a spirit in their dreams than in a lonely graveyard. In fact, Christ told the humble thief on the cross,
Luke 23:39-43, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise."
And of course, another element of the world of the spirits of the dead, the time between death and the resurrection for some is hell. Some spirits, when they die, go to hell. Remember the parable of the rich man and Lazarus?
"There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
In Revelation 22, John tells us,
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
The prophet Daniel tells us,
Daniel 12:2, And many of them that slept in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
To God, life is a continuum. It is sequential. That thing we call self survives all dimensions, and what we become in one dimension affects who we are in the next dimension, and so on until the last dimension. For example, who we were in our premortal life affects who we are in our mortal life, and who we become in our mortal life affects who we will be in the world of the spirits of the dead. That is why, regardless of the dimensions we are in, keeping the commandments of God is the most important thing we can do on earth. Each dimension has its own complete set of laws. All laws of God have eternal consequences. Ultimately, we will see that we are responsible for who we are and what we have become. In all dimensions, we have free will. Satan, the father of lies, would have us believe otherwise. Nothing is lost to the Lord. The spirit world is clearly not an idle place. Apparently, there are different dimensions in the world of the spirits of the dead. If one place is called paradise, and another spirit prison, and another hell, it appears that Christ only visited paradise. We may also assume that in the spirit world, everyone has the same identity they had on earth, the only difference being they do not have a physical body and all that entails. That adds credibility to the notion that free will, agency, consciousness, memory, feelings, character, and all that entails exist in the spirit, not in the body. In other words, we do not change who we are just because we no longer have a mortal body. Remember, we were spirits before coming to earth, and we will be spirits after death, but we will still be who we have become. Certainly, one thing will change. Those who do not believe in life after death will learn their error, but their opinions, thoughts, philosophies, character, feelings, identities, they will be the same. We will enter the spirit world just as we left the mortal world, carrying our consciousness. Those who do not believe in God here will not suddenly believe in God there. God dwells in heaven. He is a resurrected being. He does not live in the world of the spirits of the dead. One can even imagine that groups with similar philosophies, education, backgrounds, opinions, interests, etc., will gather together there as they gather together here. It is more likely that their former ideas will be enforced by others of like-mindedness. It will take faith to believe in Christ in the spirit world, just as it takes faith to believe in Christ in the mortal world. That will all change at the final judgment, but the final judgment may not come for a very long time. Please join us next week as we examine Dimension 5, the Resurrection and Final Judgment.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.